Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name that I know. Do y'all believe that? Amen. Amen. Our passage this morning is Psalm 100. It's familiar to some of you. Many of you may have memorized it in your youth. Some of you may need to memorize it after this. There are only 5 profound verses. So hear the word of the Lord. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. The word of God for the wonderful, beautiful, faithful people of God. Thanks be to God. We're going to sing a chorus that you may or not be familiar with, but it comes straight out of the Psalms. And I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
One more time. Will you try it and join us? The first words are, I will sing of the mercies.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I know thy faithfulness.
My mouth, I may know thy faithfulness to all generations.
Would you stand again with me? And let's sing Psalm 100, which is our psalm for today, which we know as the doxology.
It is so very good to see your eyes smiling this morning. I know you are commenting online as you continue to greet and share your prayers and your time with each other. I see you in the comfort of your vehicles. Can we get a little honk from you? All right, amen. God is good. All the time, and all the time, God is good. Let's do that one more time. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. First of all, I want to warn you, because our text this morning is dangerous. It's challenging, meaning it is likely to cause a few problems. I know it doesn't seem like it, so bear with me as we talk and walk through Psalm 100. I also believe the phrase, God is good all the time, which these days seems to have turned into a standard Sunday morning call to worship, serving as a reminder for some after surviving a week of turmoil, a grounding of faith for others, knowing the upcoming week will bring its own challenges, this six-word phrase, like our psalm this morning, once again, is dangerous. Like much of the biblical text, it deeply draws our attention to stop and not just rattle through the words, but to stop and hear from God. There is an old story about a preacher who had a horse for sale. Have you heard this one? No? Okay, good. An interesting buyer came by the church to take a look at the horse and to go for a ride. The preacher says, before you start, you should know this horse only responds to two phrases. Go is praise the Lord, and stop is amen. Go is praise the Lord, and stop is amen. So the potential buyer mounts the horse and says, praise the Lord, and the horse starts to trot. As they're going along just fine, the buyer once again says, praise the Lord, and the horse starts to gallop. And suddenly, there's a cliff right in front of the horse, and the man yells, amen. And the horse stops just at the edge of the cliff. The buyer is sweating profusely, breathes a sigh of relief, and says, the phrase, praise the Lord, is dangerous. I'm not talking about just this buyer on this horse. You know, sometimes the phrases we use, the things we say, over time become watered down, meaning it is used so often it is weaker in force, content, or value. For example, the word love, sorry, and good. We love all things. We say sorry all the time and often talk about how everything is good. This may sound odd to you, but we are entering into a danger zone where the church talk, where the praise the Lord's, where the God is good all the time, even in our Psalm 100, is risky. Because the words and the phrases we often use represent habits rather than our covenant relationship with God. And our firm commitment to express and acknowledge that God's goodness is the very essence of God's nature, that God's goodness is not a whim, that God's goodness is not arbitrary, that God's goodness is not exclusive nor discriminatory, that God's goodness endures forever. And God's grace, this unmerited love, extends to all of humanity. No matter who you are, God is beckoning you. No matter where you are, God is calling you, because salvation is now. Our psalm today is not a limited psalm, limited exclusively to the children of Israel. These five powerful verses summon, invite, and call all lands, all people, everywhere to praise and worship God with gladness. We are entering into a danger zone. See, on the surface level, our text begins in verse 1 and 2 and serves as a wonderful reminder that we come into the presence of God with singing. But on a deeper, more dangerous level, the text invites us to allow God to reveal, to remove any bias, judgmental attitudes, or divisions that exist within humanity and replace them with unity of an open and inclusive mindset. You're probably wondering, where did that come from? It doesn't say that in Psalm 100. But if you go up one verse, Psalm 99, verse 9 says, "Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy." It is written in Leviticus and 1 Peter that you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Therefore, people of God, as the Lord God is holy, you shall be holy. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness and come into his presence with singing. This psalm is challenging. It is almost a call to a revolution or revival. Make a joyful noise, all the earth. At times we have a tendency to adore and be rather generous with our praise. Sporting events, rallies, concerts, parades, television shows. And for those looking in from the outside, it may be difficult for them to determine what or whom we worship. And quite possibly, it may prompt inner questions for each of us. Do I give God this much adoration in my life? Do I worship the Lord with gladness? Do I truly come into God's presence with singing? See, when we think about praising the Lord, sometimes it's not from a theological standing. It is merely from an attitude of gratitude. When we thank God after the fact, that is gratitude. When we thank God before all else, that is our faith in action, regardless of the outcome. This is our human disposition toward God. Outwardly open, encouraging, and holy toward God. I am being challenged today in this hot seat as verse 3 tells us to know that the Lord is God. To know that God made us, to know that we are gods, to know that there are no other gods before the one in which we serve, to know that we are not ourselves, to know that we are God's people, to know that we are the sheep of his pasture, cared for, loved, guided, and protected in community. Verse 3 takes knowledge is power into an entirely different perspective. To know the Lord is God is to know that you belong and that you have an identity beyond your name, your age, your school, your zip code, your social status, and that you love and serve a God of variety who isn't controlled by habits, who never gets stuck in a rut. To know a God who does not manifest himself in the same way every time. Beautiful people of God, know that the Lord is God. There's so much action in this psalm to make a joyful noise, to worship the Lord with gladness, to know that the Lord is God. And finally, in verse 4 and 5, to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Why should we do that? Why? For the Lord is good. Verse 5 tells us his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness is to all generations. Psalm 100 is dangerously purposeful, profound, yet brief, gathering all the land, all the people, to acknowledge with an open heart throughout our lifetime that the Lord is good. See, to call God good is not merely to speak of God's character, but identifies God as the source of all which is worthwhile in life. Love, hope, faithfulness, forgiveness, commitment, all essential qualities of God's eternal character. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus asked, "Why do you call me good?" And responds, "No one is good except God alone." Psalm 100 is dangerous. I grew up with a dad that would often say to me, "Mean what you say, and say what you mean." As we walk through this psalm together, I hear his words echoing in the back of my head. And I am grateful for God's grace, because we are not a perfect people, but we are made perfect in Jesus Christ. Enter God's gates. Come to worship with a mindset of thanksgiving and a heart filled with praise, blessing God's name along the way. Because the Lord is good. What does that mean? How good is God? Exodus 34 tells us. It says, "The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord, a God who is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgressions, and sin. Yes, people of God, the psalm is dangerous. So say what you mean, and mean what you say. So when we repeat and pray, God is good all the time, we believe and live as people of God, and we trust the Lord who does all things and bears all things. That God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So when we praise the Lord, we praise with open hearts and open minds. When we shout praises to God, our hearts are in the right space and place. See, it is difficult to sing or to pray this psalm without first inviting God to examine and transform our hearts, to ask God to fill us with his grace, to fill us with joy. To dangerously pray this psalm where not a word is heard of benefits received, because praise is due to God for no other reason than God is God. Good, steadfast, loving, and faithful. This psalm clearly affirms that we are called to commit to a Lord that transcends all other allegiances, to live under the authority of God as people of God. As we sing this psalm, as we pray this psalm, as we memorize this psalm, we are expressing that God is the only King, and we are the sheep of this great shepherd. You know, at times our present culture sees very little need for God, which makes this psalm how we enter into God's gates. It is our clearest expression of who we are in Jesus Christ, in the presence of God, which is all the time, not just on Sundays, but every single day. We are invited, we are called, we are summoned to action this very day, to make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth, to worship the Lord with gladness, to come into his presence with singing, to know that the Lord is good. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, O beautiful people of God. Bless his name. For the Lord is what? Good. And his steadfast love endures forever. For the Lord is what? Good. God is good. All the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen.